I am one of many rocks in the stream bed, without which the stream would have no song. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. I am one of many rocks in the stream bed, without which the stream would have no song. When we stop and think what our position is in life, what role we're playing in this universe, what role we're playing as a human being, we realize that we are but one of many. Now, many people have fantasized over being the last person on Earth, being the only person on Earth, being the only person on Earth when there was enough good things on Earth that they could live for many, many, many years very comfortably. And many who have believed that the Earth was wrought with bad stuff and there was not much to live on, and then that there's another culture taking over the Earth. Oh, there's all sorts of fantasies that go on. They call them science fiction fantasies, and they call them fear fantasies, they call them horror movies and things. But I am one of many rocks in the stream bed, without which the stream would have no song. When I stop and think of what that means that all of these fantasies need not be part of my life. They can definitely be a part of someone else's life if they choose that. But it's not part of my life. And it's not part of my life because I do not even engage in it in the slightest. Now, I can be in any of a thousand, a million different streams, and there are streams all over the world, little creeks, little rivers that are tiny, and they all have their beginnings, and at the beginnings they're streams. They come from underground water fountains, they come from rivers, they come from lakes, they come from all sorts of sources. But at the beginning of each river, each great confluence, it is a small creek, a small stream with rocks on the bottom. And each of the rocks on the bottom contribute to making the song of the stream a beautiful song. Now, is that stream in a beautiful forested area? Is that stream on a mountaintop? Is that stream bubbling out of a desert? Is that stream bubbling out of the hillside? Where does it come from? That's the choice that we make. Where do we come from? When we can purify our minds and purify our thoughts to be living in peace and harmony and right action and truth, we place ourselves in that environment which is the same way. There is a story of a little palm tree growing up right in the middle of a busy freeway, on the busy highway. Cars whiz by it, sometimes even run over it, but basically they just whiz by it. Day after day after day, up through the concrete, it pokes its head, coming out to express itself. It never gets to fulfill itself because enough cars run over it to keep it stunted. But it keeps trying. It keeps trying. Many people are like this. They put themselves in an environment that is not harmonious for themselves. And they keep trying. And we as a human being say, how noble, how powerful, how wonderful that that little tree seeks to come up out of the rock of the roadway right in the middle of the traffic. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how noble it is for a person to come up out of an unhappy environment. Oh, how wonderful it is for the Dalai Lama, for instance, to come out of his experience, the beautiful soul that he is, and yet to be surrounded by this war and so forth. Who wrote about the war? Not the Dalai Lama. Who wrote about the problems of the people? Not the Dalai Lama. What did he write about? He wrote in his books about peace, about love, about harmony, about joy. You won't find him writing about the problems of life because these are not things he wants to put into power for himself. He wants to put in power for himself the joy, the peace, the harmony. What kind of a stone is he in the creek, in the stream? What sort of music does he resound from his soul, from the very depths of his being? We are each doing our thing, whatever that may be, in the world, in the universe. And whatever that may be that we're doing, whatever that may be that we're doing, that is what is important to us. If you're a happy person, you'll be a happy person. And there may be all sorts of unhappy things around you, but they do not touch you. They do not have any effect upon you. You are untouched by them. There may be war, there may be conflict, there may be intrigue, there may be all sorts of things going on in the world about you, but you are totally unaware of them because you do not create them as a reality in your life. All true, you may have to suffer under them, and suffer is another man's word, not yours. True, you may be exposed to them because for some reason or other you expose yourself to the world that you're in, and you exposed your peace, your harmony, your love to them, and they felt either jealous or they felt ambitious about it. They wanted to do something about it. But at all times, you are the melody of the stream. You are the joy that resounds out of the waters that pass. And you give to the waters that pass over you your love, your peace, your joy, your wonderment. Somewhere, some dirt may have gotten into the stream, but that doesn't disturb you. That too will pass. Somewhere, some ice flows down the stream, and it bumps into the stones and knocks them out of position, causing them to sing a little bit of a different song. But that doesn't disturb you. You sing the same song, whether you're turned over or turned up on end or however you may be. You always sing the same song of peace and harmony and love, the same song of joy and wonderment, the same song of being the creator of your world. You sing the same song of being that which you are. And when you are that which you are, you can never be touched by anything else in the world. You can never be disturbed by anything else in the world. You are always that beautiful essence that you are. Yes, each of us is one of many rocks in the stream bed of life, without which the stream would have no song. But remember, though we are the rocks, though we are individuals, without the water of the stream passing over us, we would not be able to make the song that we make. We would not be able to resound the song that we resound throughout the river, throughout the ocean, throughout the waters of the world, throughout the raindrops that return and replenish the land, throughout the raindrops that once again cause the streams to run more and more because they give a water base to the world. And our music, our song, our self, is in each drop of water in the entire universe because we are one. And we can see how the oneness might be. But we have the word, which is an unkind word because it's not true, we have the word that we are diluted, that only a little bit of who we really are shines forth. Because the world is so grand, there are so many rocks and so many streams and so many rivers. And in the rivers, the rocks get buried deep under the mud there. And in the ocean, the rocks get lost at the bottom of the sea. But that doesn't matter. Wherever we choose to be, we are ourselves. Wherever we choose to be, we are the beautiful, dynamic, forceful, powerful self. Wherever we choose to be, we are that gentle, indwelling soul that was there all the time, but was brought out by the running of the stream over us, by life's presence around us. in us and through us. For we are the expression of all that is good, and all that is beautiful, and all that is wonderful. What we do in our life is a very noble thing and a very wonderful thing. However, it is not one tiny, tiny bit as important as what we do in ourself, making aware of ourself, of who we really are, and shining that forth wherever we are, in whatever we're doing, so that, not that we will bless the world, but so that we will be ourselves. Ours is not to bless the world, ours is not to help one another, ours is not to do anything but to be ourselves. And when ourself is a smiling example of peace, love, truth, joy, harmony, right action, when ourself is the wholeness of all that is good and beautiful, oh my, we have done what it is our purpose to do. Surely we have no purpose, but at least from a human point of view, we've made a great contribution to our world by being ourselves and having fun, by being the glorious, wonderful, bubbly, musical voice that took the water of the stream to stroke the strings of our heart and bring forth the music that we are. So as we allow life to be that which strokes the strings of our heart and brings forth the purity, the joy, and the goodness that we are, the peace that we are, then we have truly lived up, if you will say that. We have truly expressed, revealed our divinity. And that is what life is all about, to reveal our divinity. Have a wonderful life, have a wonderful world, and just be as grand as you are in the symphony of life, shining forth from the stream bed. Without us, the stream would have no song. I love you, I love you, I love you.